joined with singer-songwriter Sophie Cottrell from Colford. So firstly, Sophie, thank you for coming down. How did you get into music and, you know, what made you get into it?
Actually, it was at a talent competition on holiday. I was about 11. I actually cried and cried, I don't know why, because my mum was like, you don't have to do it, you don't have to. And I was like, I want to. I don't know why I got upset. So I actually did it, and then everyone was really surprised because they didn't know I could sing. I didn't really know because I'm not. So I sang Sandy Tom, which was a punk rocker.
So you used to be in a band then, Stan. How is it different to being in a band to now being solo?
Now I can sing my own like style of music suited to my voice. But it was a really good experience being in a band, and I got to meet loads of different musicians and talented people, so it was a good opportunity for me.
Cool. So how do you balance your music career with university?
Well, I was only in uni for like 2 days a week, so a lot of gigging was on the weekend, and so I was able to balance it out.
So you're doing a festival in a few weeks' time where Tinchy Striders is headlining. Yeah. What other exciting festivals have you got lined up for the summer?
That same weekend as that festival, I've got a festival called B-Fest. Other than that, the festivals have died down a bit, but I've got a few local festivals for charities that are quite close to my heart, so that should be good.
So you've got an EP out as well. What's that called?
I actually haven't come up with a name for that yet, but I will come up with one once I've finished the other tracks.
So what can we expect from the EP and future music going forward?
I'd say it's quite a current poppy kind of theme. All the songs I've tried to mix and match to show my versatility in my voice and my range, so it's not all the same throughout.
So have you got any musical influences?
I'd say our main influences are Beyoncé and Emily Sandé. Beyoncé has always been a main influence for me, especially when I watched her documentary, which I found really inspiring. So that was good.
So looking forward to the future, how successful do you want to be going forward?
Well, I always aim high, obviously, but I never go into like songwriting thinking this is going to be amazing, this is going to want this to go worldwide. But I just appreciate like a small amount of people appreciating my music and like, you know, taking interest into it. Yeah.
So I've heard you're shooting your first video soon. Looking forward to that?
Yeah, that should be really good. Last time it was really funny. Hopefully the weather is better than last time. Last time we were in Hyde Park, it was kind of like a hurricane.
Oh.
And then I carried on somehow, but it came out really nice after, so it was good. But yeah, it should be fun.
So finally, if you had the choice or the opportunity to collaborate with somebody, then who would like to collaborate with right at this very moment?
It'd either be Ed Sheeran or James Bay.